2CH.
Cooking
with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I've had a big feed of bacon and eggs and sausages for breakfast.
Oh, no, you haven't really.
No, you're right, I haven't. But what do you think of that story?
Look, I do understand people talk about eating protein and not eating carbohydrate. That sort of goes back to the Atkins diet days. And I know it is a way of losing weight, but I wouldn't recommend it because you're not really getting any fibre. And I think it clogs you up. And I think just eat moderately across a wide range of foods,
okay,
including a lot of vegetables.
And you have a good recipe for us
today.
So
tomorrow, I think you maybe tomorrow morning you should have a piece of toast smeared with avocado and topped with some lovely ripe red tomato.
Okay, now, I believe you're going to do a little boast about your son.
Just a little boast about my son, Lyndon Pride, who's been over in New York now for a couple of years. He's been working for a company called Avroco Design, and they originally started as a design company, and they've now branched out into opening restaurants. They've opened one recently in the Napa Valley in California, and also, would you believe, in Moscow. And this week, in fact, I think tomorrow in Manhattan, they're opening the new Gotham West Market, which is down on 11th Avenue in the far west midtown. It's an area which has been more of a wasteland, actually, than a destination, but that's going to be changing with the opening of this market. It's a little bit along the lines of Italy, you know, the Italian food emporium I've told you about, also in New York. At the moment, this one's going to have 8 of the city's busiest chefs and purveyors. And Avroco themselves have got a place in there called the Genuine Roadside, and they're serving things like ceviche, fish tacos, and lots of burgers. And, of course, the Americans love these things, fried chicken sandwiches with sambal mayo and celeriac. And as Lyndon says, we're taking American classics and we're giving them a contemporary edge. So if you're headed to Manhattan, maybe go down and check that out because it certainly sounds exciting. In fact, in some ways, it also reminds me of a new place that's just opened here in Gladesville called Mercato e Cucina. These food emporiums seem to be taking off all over the place. Now, last week, I actually went out to Ralston, which is south near Mudgee. It's a dear little village, very sweet, actually, to meet a woman who's growing and marketing saffron. She's just opened a shop there, and I was really amazed by the number of ways in which she uses her saffron. She said at the moment it's quite difficult to sell the saffron threads themselves, just on their own, I guess because a lot of people don't know how to use them. And actually the best way to use saffron is to roast the threads in the oven for a little bit and then smash them around with a mortar and pestle and then soak them in water, and then you get that lovely saffron flavour, which you can add to paella and to risotto milanese. But what she's done is she's value-added, and she's selling lots of wonderful products, not just at her shop in Ralston, but at different farmers markets. She's got all sorts of things like, she's got saffron-infused granola, a very delicious saffron dessert syrup, which you can pour over ice cream. Really love that one. And actually, for breakfast, now maybe this is what you should have tomorrow for breakfast, saffron granola. And she's also doing saffron rice, roasted spiced almonds, which were very delicious. She's got marmalade with saffron through it. So lots of different ways to use saffron. And very surprising, when I was out at Ralston, I had lunch across the road at this gorgeous old sandstone inn. And you won't believe it, but there's actually this Chinese yum cha place there. It's run by a woman called Na Lan, a former artist from China. It's at $29.99. That's what they're calling it, $29.99, a funny name. But the dumplings there are exquisite. I don't think you could do better in Sydney, frankly. I just adored them. The outer coatings are so translucent, and she saw them with things like scallop and coriander and spinach and prawn. So if you're out going towards Mudgee, I would definitely recommend you go via Ralston, check out the new shop where she's selling the Kapiti saffron, and also go to this lovely yum cha place called $29.99.
Now, what is your recipe for today?
And the recipe, okay, I've got a terrific recipe today for you from a new book which will be out in a couple of weeks called Dish It Up by Hayden Quinn. Hayden was in the MasterChef 3 series. He was a finalist, and he was also Clio's Man of the Year last year. A lovely young man. And this book is full of lovely beachy sort of recipes. And I've given you a recipe today for his falafel. very, very easy to make. Most of the ingredients you'll find in your store cupboard. And so it's on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.